I think that the real problem that Secretary Kerry is facing in Egypt right now clearly is the fact that Egyptians are not interested in hearing, particularly from the United States, about freedom of the press or freedom of expression or even fair trials, if you will, particularly for the Muslim Brotherhood, people that the majority of Egyptians today come to consider terrorists. And I think that that is the major conflict that exists. So, in a sense, I do hope that at least Kerry's message will not totally fall on deaf ears, and it would be understood that, look, while we are restoring military aid, you're still not in our good books yet, and you still have to ensure a return of some of the freedoms. I don't think Egyptians today, unfortunately, they are no longer concerned with these issues. They actually think of them as minor issues.
Even though General Sisi has said that, I think he said over the weekend that he's willing to review human rights legislation or human rights issues in Egypt.
Sisi did not say, the terms that he used were still very vague and very unclear. So I'm not really sure that what he said can be taken very seriously or very significantly at this stage. Besides, the proof of the pudding is in the eating, so we'll just have to wait and see. He has said quite a lot of things in the past, which he did the exact opposite of. So that statement for me is an empty statement. We'll have to wait and see.
I think the secretary made mention that when he talked about inclusion, and that the whole of Egypt is stronger when all its people have the right to affiliation and freedom of expression, whether they are Muslim Brotherhood or not. Are the people in Egypt, do you think, are willing for a change at this point?
No, absolutely not. In fact, I think that that is the only part of the secretary's message that has absolutely no takers whatsoever in Egypt. You have to remember that the Muslim Brotherhood feels that they have been betrayed by the United States, and they actually feel that what happened is a military coup that was orchestrated by the United States. So in a sense, Egyptians, or at least the majority of Egyptians today, are not willing to hear anything from John Kerry about an attempt to include the Muslim Brotherhood back in the political process, mainly because of the fact that getting them out of the political process was a very, very difficult thing after 80 years of being underground and 1 year of being completely in power. It is very clear that there is no appetite in Egypt for any attempt to include the Muslim Brotherhood at any level.
What do you make of that? I think over the weekend, a court confirmed death sentences that were passed on Muslim Brotherhood supporters. Does that mean those sentences will be carried out?
No, not at all. In fact, it's very clear that the government of Egypt was almost using some of these sentences as a warning, particularly to the Muslim Brotherhood folks, that, you know, if you continue to engage even simply in demonstrations and what have you, we may use the full force of the law to prosecute you and, in fact, imprison you forever.